Welcome to another episode of the Bamateur Hour. Down goes Diego. Down goes Diego. We have vanished Vandy and sent them packing back to Nashville with the tail between their legs and their first loss of the season. Bama keeps stacking the wins. We got to love it. All right, welcome to the Bamateur Hour. I am Bama John. We are going to do an instant reaction today. What is today? It's Saturday. October 4th, and what a glorious Saturday it was as they went into Bryant-Denny Saban Field in Bryant-Denny and got the win. I am joined by T-Pain. I'm joined by D-Money, or G-Money rather. Excuse me as I stumble over my words. I'm so happy I'm just stumbling all over my words. We got over 4,700 subscribers to the YouTube channel. Thank you for subscribing. Hit the notify button. And if you access us on the various outlets for the podcast, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, etc., please like, follow, and subscribe. All right, guys, give me your thoughts. What do you think, G-Money? You got the benefit of the instant replay. I actually went to a game today, so I didn't get to see all the extra instant replays.
So I can say Diego's name now, and I can say it over and over, because he had a quarterback rating of 53. He, you know, I mean, he still at times made these great plays, but I thought if I had to have a theme for today, it would be resilience, because we had a pretty rough first quarter. And we can talk about that more, but that my initial reaction is that first quarter, we were on the edge of our seats, and we can talk about some specifics of what went down and some adversity that we faced and some adversity that we created with penalties and other things, missed field goal, et cetera. But then we just kind of stayed the course and did our thing.
All right, T-Pain.
Yeah, Gary said resilience. I like that. I like also just gritty. I mean, they were down at halftime, and they came back, and they made adjustments, I think, which is hard to believe. But I think we made adjustments, and I mean, held Vanderbilt to like 9 yards rushing in the second half. Are you kidding? What? So, yeah, I'm proud of the team.
Shut them out in the second half, guys.
Crazy. Crazy.
And how about that two-minute drive at the end of the first half? So we go in the locker room at 14 all. And the one thing I kept thinking and saying was, why don't we run that offense a lot? Because Ty is really good in the two-minute offense. And I hated when we got a little cutesy sometimes with some weird play calls. It's like, no, just run the two-minute. Ty's just bing, bang, bong, just put the ball where he wants. And then Jam Miller, he brought it. He got over 100 yards, rushing touchdown. He was big tonight. And we wore Vandy out by the end. I loved it. Loved it.
Yeah, I think Ryan Grubb, I've never met the man, but I think he might have a little ADD, because, like, even in the Florida State game, the first drive was so easy, methodical. We scored, and then he kind of went away from it. And then, as you see, sometimes he gets a little tricky when you don't have to. I mean, we show it kind of. It was kind of, we were having great success running the ball, and then all of a sudden we try to run Ty twice in a row. I'm like, why are we doing that? I mean, Jam Miller's getting 6 yards a carry. I mean, let's just keep doing what works. And finally, toward the end of the game, he said, okay, we're just gonna kill the clock and go down the field and run. But I'm like, man, Ryan, let's just do what works, man, and stick with it.
Yeah, the most bizarre play call was on the heels of Jam gashing him a few times. We get down to 4th and 1, and he throws the interception. I'm like, we needed 1 yard. Jam had been averaging 6 yards a carry. It's like, you know, it's easy to be a Monday morning armchair quarterback, but I agree with you guys. It was like, you know, Ryan at times in the first half, his play calling was – a little suspect. I will say one thing though. We saw some, not, you know, Keenan, LT, all that. We talk about them over and over, but Edric Hill today, Yonze Pierre, let me tell you.
I love Yonze.
It didn't show up in the stats. Like, Damani got a tackle for a loss where he really made that play. That kid's going to be, he's a freshman, I believe, isn't it, Pierre?
He's a true freshman. Yes. Wow. I mean, I think he's the next Will Anderson. The next Dallas Turner. I love that kid.
And London Simmons, too. We've got some players, man. We talked about the roster differential, A+, B+. Boy, we saw it today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're seeing these young guys grow up because of the injuries we had with Latham and Beeman. These young guys are playing a lot, and they're playing well. I like it also in the backfield, defensive backfield. I like Mincy, number 12. He's playing really well, too. Just a lot of young people, man. It's exciting.
Yeah, and I hate his pick got called back, but that was kind of terrible. But, like, T-Pain, you always talk about penalties, and I think it's a great insight to kind of think about that in the context of a game. The penalties, like when we're down 0-7, when we missed that 46-yard field goal, that should have been a touchdown, but you had Parker Brailsford got called for holding. Oh. Then we start advancing the ball a little bit. Then Cam Newberry got called for holding, and he put us that series put us in a position where Talty, I think we can agree, he can't make a field goal over about John Wood
40. I'd say 40. Yeah, 40. We kept saying as long as we're inside the 20, kick a field goal. If we're at the 25 or beyond, we got to go for it on fourth down. What do you got to lose?
Right.
Yeah. Shaky. Well, I thought it would take them a quarter to settle down, Vandy, to sort of get used to the crowd or whatever. It sort of flipped. It looked like it took us a quarter to settle down. But
I'd say a quarter and a half, because I didn't really feel like we were on rhythm till that last drive at the end of the half. And then I'm like, there you go. Just do that in the second half. And I was curious about the adjustments we'd make at halftime and which team would adjust better. I thought our coaching was a C in the first half. I thought it was a B+ to A- in the second half, and I thought we made the adjustments. And I was ready to fire Kane after the first half. And then I'm like, all right, he got it. That little shovel pass, we stopped him.
Yeah, we were like, Kane, you don't have to come back after halftime.
Hey, can we give a nod, too, to Justin Jefferson?
Amen. I was going to say that. Gary, thank you.
Oh, sorry. Well,
No. I'm saying thank you. You read my mind.
I mean, he had 14 tackles, 9 solo. He had a sack. He had that forced turnover. He had a tackle for a loss. And he was just looked outstanding today.
He did.
Even some plays that he didn't record a stat on, he was ball hawking and, like, assisting on things. Way to go, Justin.
He played great. I loved it. And the defensive effort in the second half, that's the Bama effort and the schemes, too, that we can use to win. Guys, this is the first time where it's like, okay, we corralled and kept Pavia under control. We didn't let him the gash just, that run, I've got to watch that again. I'm like, how did they gash us for that touchdown? And then Pavia got that gash run, but after that, we controlled him.
I'll tell you how Cedric's a good running back. I wouldn't put him on the level of Chauncey Bowens with Georgia, but he's a legit back. And I'll tell you what happened on that gash play. Damani got out of position because they did a combo block and pushed him out basically to the corner. And he basically stayed behind that combo block instead of peeling out and filling the gap. And
Damani got pulled later too. You know, Damani got pulled and Dijon Lee started playing for him.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which you like to see, right?
Right.
There'll be consequences, right?
Right.
Dijon had a great pass breakup too. Remember they threw that ball in the corner. Yeah. And I thought that was going to be 6, and that was a big pass play, and he didn't get called for interference. He didn't get beat over the top. That was big time. That was great.
Yeah. Three things I want to say is kind of what I said earlier for Ryan Grubb. Don't complicate it.
Yeah.
If you have something that works, it's okay. Do it. Number two, like you said, Gary, on that 4th-and-1 early where we threw the interception, dude, it's 4th-and-1, and you have that Proctor play in your bag. You showed later, do it. Do it then. I mean, they can't stop the run, even with jam, but you know they can't stop Proctor with a tush push or even hand it off. And then three, we noticed, I'm thinking, you have 5 to 6 receivers that are all good. So why are we experimenting in the game that's tight with number 30? And number, who was the other guy, John? We had 30.
Mbakwe came in and hadn't been playing. Mbakwe
came in a couple of times. I'm like, hey, guys, we don't need 8 receivers right now. Let's get these 5 working good. And I don't know. It's just kind of like, man, let's not complicate it. We know it works. We got 5 or 6 great receivers. Let's use them, period.
One of my favorite plays of the game, and I agree, T-Pain, you go to your stars, right? I thought, Ryan, I don't know if they counted the drop as a drop or whether they're like, I don't know if they counted that as a drop, but it looked like
that looked like a drop to me.
But my favorite play was the 4th-and-7 that we went for it. And Quavis ran a little shallow cross, got it to him. And he got a first down. Great play call. Great. And I hate to do that because we don't have a kicker, but still
Right.
You know, that was a high point for me.
And speaking of Quavis, one time we're back deep in our side of the field and we ran a stupid play. And, you know, I mean, we're trying to pass and I'm thinking, man, run the ball. And later in the same situation, you know, we threw a little out pass to Quavis when he hurdled that guy. And, you know, I just think, I don't know, it's just like, just do what works, man. Don't try to complicate it, especially when you're on your end of the field. Don't get fancy. Just pound the ball.
Well, okay, so I want to talk about rushing real quick. So Jam, he's back, man. I mean, he's the only one who can move the ball. So Ty's rushing stats were kind of messed up because they got 4 sacks.
Right.
They got 6 tackles for loss. And honestly, eyeball test, I don't think our offensive line had a great game. But right. They had some legitimate defensive linemen that were like dogs. And I was like, man, that kind of surprises me. People have been saying all year, well, their team's a good bit better. Vandy's team's a good bit better than they were last year. You could see flashes of that today. But I think we're a lot better than we were, at least the way we played Nashville last year.
Yes, and plus, where we're better, as you guys already know, is the quarterback, right? I mean,
yes.
Milrow could not do the things Ty did tonight. We remember a couple of plays where Ty's flushed out of the pocket. He starts to run. He stops and throws a bullet down the field. He did that. And the other time, y'all, he's running to his right, about to go out of bounds, and he stops and throws another little
Oh, that pass. Little touch pass.
Yeah. Milrow.
Floater. It looked like a floater you do in basketball, just right over the guy first down. Yes.
It was. Yeah, I mean, he just has a skill set that Milrow doesn't have. Milrow just throws 80 yards, or he runs the ball.
or he takes a safety and takes a bad sack.
I will say that the play before Keon got Sab got the interception, they smoked us for like 35 yards on a play action. And, you know, they weren't that effective. Our defense played great, but they did. You know, we had the 2 turnovers. We had Keon's interception, and then we're talking about Jefferson's. We basically guessed it because we're all saying, oh, they'll score about 28 points. But for those 2 forced turnovers, I mean, they were deep into our territory on both those turnovers. They could have gotten 4, you know, could have gotten whatever, 14 points. So the fact that we held them to 14, they, you know, in a way got 28. I mean, they didn't get 28, but I mean, they marched the ball down there and deep in the red zone both those times. So I think our defense just really should, you know, we have a lot to be proud of how our guys play tonight.
Yeah, and I thought Diego, at least at the game, he looked like he wasn't very comfortable. First time I've ever seen that. I mean, is that how it looked on TV? He was running around and, I mean, crazy. And one time, Gary, it looked like to me live that it was intentional grounding, but did they mention that on TV at all?
No. Okay. Is that the one where Keon had him by the jersey and was jerking him down when he released the ball?
He went down and he threw the ball. He was out of the pocket, but the ball did not make the line of scrimmage. I don't know why that wasn't intentional grounding, because even if you're outside the pocket, the ball has to go past the line of scrimmage, and they didn't throw it. And I think it was just a missed call. We had him. We had heat on him. We did a good job of containing him. I was very impressed with how we – to me, this is the best we've done against a dual-threat quarterback in the DeBoer era. I mean, we really did. We figured out how to corral him a good amount. And the bend but don't break, guys. I thought the defense was really good at the bend but don't break. Got the 2 turnovers. And some of that was due to the pressure and the heat he was feeling. So, you know, Diego was trying to force things. And also, the way we kept the ball, I think he felt extra pressure because – he's not a 2-minute drill quarterback. He's a methodical guy, and his drives take 4 to 8 minutes to score, and he was worried about not getting the ball back if we scored and that he wouldn't have enough time because he can't run a 2-minute drill. We saw that in the game. It was great.
How did the stadium react when Edrick Hill just absolutely nailed Bobby in the first half?
Oh, they loved it.
Is he number 94?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was brilliant. Loved it.
That was awesome.
He's tough as nails. I will say Pavi is tough as nails because I can't believe he stayed in the game after that hit. That was brutal.
So I know we'll get to this at another day, but is the Missouri quarterback as good as Pavi and the Florida State quarterback or maybe not as good? Or
his stats are, you know, his stats are top 10 in the nation. He's doing well, but I don't think they played anybody. So against the level of competition, that's the thing is – He's going to be tough, and I think we got to figure out he's going to be as good as those two guys, maybe a little better. You know, he was a five-star, and he was sitting at Penn State behind Drew Aller and just decided he wasn't going to sit again when Drew Aller came back, so he left. So he's a stud, highly recruited quarterback. It's going to be tough, but I don't think Missouri has the roster we have, so I like our chances. But, again, it's DeBoer on the road. Big SEC game, and we're stacking wins. Can we keep it going? Can we stay focused and not drink the rat poison, not eat the rat poison? Right. So I'm worried about it. And again, we'll talk about it later, but, right. but I'm a little worried about can we stay focused. But yeah, it's going to be tough. Dual threat quarterback on the road.
Oh, well, DeBoer is 5-1 against ranked opponents at Alabama. It's a pretty good record.
Yeah. But until Georgia, his road record in the SEC was really bad. So I'm hoping he can get another one and reverse the trend of losing games on the road in the SEC. So I'm excited. I mean, it's another statement game. We go to Missouri and we beat them. That's really putting our statement out there that we're here to stay, no letdowns. And again, I don't care if we win by 1 point. I want to go up there and get another skin on the wall and keep going. Hey, I did want to mention one other thing. The second touchdown that, and I blame this on Grubb, the second touchdown that Vandy got, they pinned it. They had a nice punt. Their punter was really good. And they pinned us, what, on the 16, 18-yard line. We started that drive, and then Ty takes a safety. Because, again, instead of running the ball or doing a quick hit throw, let's get 2, 4, 6 yards so that it's second and medium, second and short. Ty goes back, and then he holds on to the ball, doesn't throw it away, takes the sack, and then we're in the hole. And then we punt it short, and they get the short field, and they go down and score, and it's 14-7.
We punt 30 yards. They punt 60 yards.
Yeah, and that was that shank punt. I'm like, what are you doing?
That drive, John, they beat us on the same play twice.
Oh, the shovel pass. Yeah, the shovel pass
where Cedric, you know, the fake handoff, and then he just reverses. So you fake handoff and then literally pitch to him. That was very effective. We need to watch that because other teams could run that too.
Well, they did it last year. Vanderbilt did to us. It's like we watched it, but we watched it happen again.
I don't know why they didn't run that 2 or 3 more times till we showed we could shut it down, because that we bit on it every time. We were so worried about Diego and the other guys. It was like, there you go. And I was just like, really? We bit on it twice? But we didn't see the reverse. We didn't see the Florida State reverse, and we didn't see the wheel routes. And I don't know why Vandy didn't run those, because I would have. I'd run it till Alabama shows they'd shut it down at least twice in a game. So glad they didn't run that, but I thought we did well with all the eye candy and everything. I was pretty happy other than that 75. What was that, a 75-yard run? How long was that long touchdown run?
I think it was 65.
65. Yeah. I mean, just – and, I mean, once he got to second level, he left our guys in the dust.
Yeah.
That guy's good. He looks like – to me, he looks like an NFL back, and that's a good Vandy team, I think.
Very good.
To me, that's a good win. And I had a Vandy friend of mine texting me going, boy, I've never seen the Alabama fan so happy to beat Vanderbilt. And you're like, you're doggone right. We got humiliated last year. Heck yeah.
I think Vandy's going to get a lot of wins. Okay. They're good.
What if they make it to Atlanta? Wouldn't that be wild?
That's crazy.
So that's their first loss. I mean, Texas lost. Guys, they can beat Texas. The way Texas is playing, Vandy can beat Texas.
Yeah.
And we'll find out how real Missouri is, because Vandy has to play Missouri. Vandy's got Georgia. I don't remember where that game's played. I would say if it's played in Athens, Vandy will lose. But Vandy could beat Georgia in Nashville. So, yeah, we could see Vandy again. And I don't know if you guys know that Mississippi, at least when I came in, Mississippi State was beating Texas A&M.
No, I didn't know that.
3-0.
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of interesting scores today, and we can go over that more later, kind of the scores from today, the upsets. I mean, Penn State, I think they're done.
Yeah.
That helps us with the playoffs. Yeah, that's going to be
interesting. He's not winning the big games at all.
No, he's not. No, he's not. That's going to be interesting to see what they do. Maybe they'll go hire Clark Lee, get rid of one Vandy coach and bring in another. Who knows? But, big upset there. I mean, Texas is in trouble, guys. Those losses help Alabama. They help We're still in control of our own destiny, which I love, but that clears the road a little bit for us.
Speaking of your boy Clark Lee, he is ripped, man. And so I look back, he played fullback.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of see that. That guy's like, yeah, I think he lifts, bro.
He's stacked.
Does he remind you of anybody? Does he remind you?
Guns out.
Ball, guns. Yeah.
Mine's got the little loop on it. Remember when Bugs Bunny would do that and his arm would loop down there? That's me.
I'm a fullback, John. You're a defensive back.
I'm 130 pounds of muscle.
That's right.
All right, guys, what else? Any other thoughts as we wind it down? But I'm just super thrilled to shut Diego up. And did y'all know Manziel's now chirping at Clark Lee and the Vandy coaches and telling them how bad he coaches? Like,
what?
Yeah, he's looking for relevance, man.
He's already out there blasting him, so I love that. Yeah, bring Johnny football, you lose, and all of a sudden he's all over you.
Did they show him on TV, Gary? Johnny Manziel?
Not that I saw. I mean, that's kind of a circus, right? I mean, why would they?
Right.
All right, parting shots, T-Pain.
Man, I'm so excited. I like what your friend said, John. I've never been so excited in my life to beat Vanderbilt. I mean, I'm so excited. I'm pumped. We're 4-1. We're top, probably 7 in the country. Where we belong, I think we're a top 4 or 5 team. And now we're going to go do it again on the road. And we're going to the Show Me State. And Coach DeBoer, show me you can do it again, baby.
G-Money.
I think we saw confirmation today that we have an elite roster and we have depth. And those two things are very important as we go down the stretch and get into the second half of the season. And I think we're going to be favored in every game we play from here on out, including the road games. And I think we just need to take care of the ball. I'm kind of glad that Ty got the one interception. Honestly, let's get that, you know, that monkey off our back and just play football.
Yeah.
And to that point, Gary, and then he picked it back up. He came back out and kept letting it fly and was very productive. So hats off to him. It didn't turn into the Milrow disaster of 3 turnovers and pick sixes and all that stuff. So
as far as the highs and watch list, he probably moved up above Pavia now, didn't he?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in the run. And, guys, that was not our A game. Mm-hmm. I did not think we played our A game. I thought our coaches coached really well in the second half. I thought our defense was much better in the second half. But we still haven't put together 2 A halves of football. Like Georgia, the first half was an A. The second half, I don't know, B minus, whatever. But we won. And today, I thought the first half was what, a C plus maybe? Maybe. Yeah. And the second half was a B plus to A minus. We played really well in the second half, but we haven't put together a complete game yet. So we can get better.
The first half would have been a D if it weren't for Jordan Jefferson stripping that ball.
Right.
Yeah. And let me say this. You know, we talked about preseason after FSU and maybe one other time we talked about running back by committee. I don't know that we got a committee anymore. Jam looked that good today.
We got Sherman
guy with, you know, sprinkling a few other guys.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved to see Jam come out there and perform because he played well against Georgia. And that last drive in Georgia, he stepped up, made big runs. And then today, he did it throughout the game. I loved it, loved it. First 100-yard running back for the season, right?
Yep.
I mean, he was money. I love it that he stepped up and we ran. I mean, the numbers, the offensive numbers by both teams were very high. The score does not reflect, in my opinion, how much offense there was on the field, and we were better at the bend but don't break, which I loved. We stopped them and helped. I couldn't believe we shut them out in the second half. I was shocked. That was great.
But you know, speaking of playing 2 good halves, and also Gary, as you said, our offense and defense kind of playing complementary football. I heard DeBoer's press conference after the game. I don't know if y'all heard it, but he said he's encouraged because he feels like we haven't played to our best yet either. And he thought tonight was not our best by a long stretch. So I really think this team can be very good. But we'll see.
I'm optimistic, guys. I think we can do it. We're going to make the playoffs. We just if we don't let down and the coaches keep getting better and they keep developing the players, we're going to make the playoffs. And when you get in there, we can do it. So I'm cautiously optimistic. All right. I said that was parting shots, but you guys got anything else you want to throw in here before we sign off?
Well, I'll throw this one thing in. I just found it interesting that y'all, Ryan Williams is not playing a whole lot. I mean, he's you know, Jeremy is there. Jeremy is a fixture on offense. Ryan is like the other guys. He comes in every other down or so. I mean, it's interesting that they're learning that, hey, he's not the best player anymore. So.
Well, he was our leading receiver today, but I will say this for the second parting shot. When you go back and look at the tape, the sacks and the tackles for loss, our offensive line didn't really have a great day today. And like you're saying, John, we can play a lot better. And if we can put the pieces together in the same game, dare I say it, maybe we should aim pretty high, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're talking about, Jeep Money.
We're talking about a road trip in January.
Hey, but it's on to Missouri. We're on to Missouri, right? Hey,
John, I want to say to Jeep Money, yes, if we go on a road trip, we're getting our media credentials.
That's right.
John will handle that.
That's right. I think we deserve some media credentials. I'll work on that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, guys, that was awesome. Great win. We didn't play our best, but we're stacking wins, and let's keep doing it. I think we can go 11-1. I really do. I think we can run the tables, but they got to be focused every week. No letdowns. No letdowns. This team can do it. I love it. I love it.
My last parting shot is Ty needs to learn how to get rid of the ball sometimes.
Yes.
So,
yep.
That's it.
Well, on that negative note. All right. Thanks for all you for listening. God bless and roll tide.
Roll tide.
Roll tide.